Raised intracranial pressure by All-Star Medics. Lesson objectives. Learners should be able to define ICP, identify causes, recognize clinical signs, perform investigations, manage raised ICP supportively and pharmacologically, and monitor for complications. Description. Intracranial pressure, or ICP, is the pressure within the cranium, normally 5 to 15 millimeters of mercury. Raised ICP is defined as pressure exceeding 20 millimeters of mercury for a sustained period. Causes include traumatic brain injury, large vessel ischemic stroke, cerebral edema, intracranial hemorrhage, hydrocephalus, diffuse cerebral edema from hepatic failure or infections, jugular venous obstruction, brain tumors, and idiopathic edema. Clinical features. Infants may present with increasing head circumference, sunsetting eyes, distended scalp veins, irritability, lethargy, vomiting, developmental delay or regression, and in neonates, apnea and bradycardia. Older children often present with headache, vomiting, depressed consciousness, seizures, ataxia, abnormal eye movements, double vision, behavioral changes, and signs of meningism. Late signs include anisocaria, sixth nerve palsy, pupillary dilation, decerebrate or decorticate posturing, Chain-Stokes respiration, focal neurological deficits, and the Cushing triad of widened pulse pressure, bradycardia, and irregular respiration. Investigations. CT brain is essential to identify the underlying cause, assess cerebral edema, and evaluate whether lumbar puncture is safe to perform. Additional tests may be required depending on underlying conditions such as infection, trauma, or coagulopathy. Supportive management. Follow ABCDE stabilization. Place the child in PICU if available. Position the head midline and elevate at 30 degrees. Monitor blood pressure within the 50th to 95th percentile for age and height, allowing up to 20% above the 95th percentile for permissible hypertension. Monitor pulse, respiratory rate, Glasgow coma scale, blood glucose between 6 and 10 millimoles per liter, temperature, and signs of raised ICP. Treat CNS infections, seizures, and pain appropriately. Use dextrous normal saline for maintenance fluids. Pharmacological management. For raised ICP, hypertonic saline 3% is given 10 milliliters per kilogram intravenously over 30 minutes, maximum 250 milliliters. Mannitol can be administered at 0.25 to 1 gram per kilogram intravenously over 30 minutes, commonly 250 milligrams per kilogram, with strict urine output monitoring. If ICP is due to a space-occupying lesion, dexamethasone 0.15 milligrams per kilogram intravenously every 6 hours may be given, with a maximum dose of 12 milligrams per dose. Summary. Raised ICP is a critical condition requiring early recognition of age-specific signs, prompt investigations, supportive stabilization, and pharmacological intervention where indicated. Continuous monitoring in a PICU setting improves outcomes and reduces the risk of secondary brain injury.